disaster zone. More than 7,000 people rescued in Louisiana as deadly and devastating floods sweep through town after town. The dramatic life-saving efforts to save those trapped. Violent night. Businesses torched, cars set on fire in Milwaukee after the police shooting of a man they say was armed and fleeing a traffic stop. Nightly news begins right now.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from the Olympic Summer Games in Rio.
Good evening from Olympic Park on this busy Sunday night. We're continuing to watch the unfolding flood situation in Louisiana, where the governor says the flood emergency is far from over. Gabe Gutierrez tonight has the latest for us.
Tonight, a desperate rescue effort for a growing catastrophe. Now more than 7,000 people in Louisiana rushed to dry land.
It really is scary because we've never seen it before.
At least three people are dead. The Coast Guard plucking panicked residents from rooftops. Dramatic scenes in the air and on the water. This stunning video from Baton Rouge Station WAFB shows a submerged car.
Oh my God, I'm drowning.
We're coming. I'm going to break this window.
Remarkably, rescuers find a woman trapped inside. They reach her and her dog just in time. Today, the National Guard hoisting more people to safety. State police flying supplies to drivers stranded on the interstate. The rivers are relentless, spewing into neighborhoods, choking off communities within hours. In towns like Watson, where more than 2.5 feet of rain fell, those trapped and their families taking to social media, begging for help. Throughout the state, Good Samaritans racing in.
Within an hour, they had 6 feet of water in their houses, so they didn't really have time to evacuate.
Ann Landry had taken in her friends who'd escaped hard-hit Denham Springs, thinking they'd stay dry. They were wrong.
I didn't even think that we were going to get water here. And I woke up this morning and I started screaming. I was like, oh my gosh.
Some of the rivers in the state have already crested. Others are expected to do so later this week. Parts of Louisiana are now expecting up to 6 more inches of rain. And there is now a flooding threat for southern Texas. Lester?
All right, Gabe Gutierrez in the flood zone tonight. Thank you. In Milwaukee, a state of emergency is in effect after a violent night that followed the fatal police shooting of a man they say had a gun in his hand and was trying to flee from a traffic stop. Our Kerry Sanders is there tonight.
Tonight, with the Milwaukee police at the ready, Wisconsin's governor activated the National Guard. The plan, deploy the Guard if there is a second night of violence.
They're at the intersection, southwest corner. Shots fired.
Last night and into the early morning hours, the Sherman Park area of town exploded in a fit of anger after a black police officer fatally shot a 23-year-old black man.
We don't know what's going to happen if we have a flare-up tonight.
As Milwaukee cleaned up today, officials tallied the damage, burned and or looted a gas station, auto supply store, a bank, and a local beauty shop. And 7 police cruisers burned, smashed, riddled with gunfire. 23-year-old Sylville Smith was in a foot chase. Police say he had a loaded, stolen gun in his hand that he began to raise up. The confrontation was all caught on a police body cam that tonight is not being released. The police chief calls it a silent movie because there is no audio. In the neighborhood tonight, there's a demand to release the video.
Every moment that it's not released, Milwaukee is still teetering and tottering.
City officials say last night's violence was coordinated on social media. Tonight, as a family mourns the loss of a loved one,
very hard.
A community is still on edge.
As the violence here unfolded, police say rioters fired more than 48 gunshots. Tonight, the Milwaukee Police Department has a special unit of 150 officers trained and equipped with riot gear in case crowds gather and get unruly again. Lester?
Kerry Sanders in Milwaukee. Kerry, thank you. In politics, Donald Trump claimed today that if the media covered him honestly, as he put it, he would be beating Hillary Clinton by 20%. As Hallie Jackson reports, it was just one of the new attacks by Trump on what has become a favorite target.
Those cameras, they're the worst human beings in the world. But
Donald Trump now lashing out at a rival you won't find on any ballot.
I'm not running against crooked Hillary Clinton.
I'm running against the crooked media.
Today, in tweet after tweet, Trump questioning freedom of the press, unleashing on what he considers unfair coverage of his flailing campaign. I am who I am, Trump writes. But that's exactly what the stories he doesn't like are saying. He's not going to change.
He's appearing before 10, 15, 20,000 people. That shows you the campaign's working, contrary to what the media is saying.
Still, new polling out today shows Clinton leading Trump in battleground Florida, even putting deep red Georgia into play. A defensive Trump growing angrier at reporters, now echoed by some supporters.
You're a damn traitor!
Questioned on Trump's temperament, his running mate argues there's time to turn it around.
It's still early in this campaign, and I'm just very confident.
The RNC says it's too early to consider shifting resources away from the nominee, a calculus that may change if he's still sliding after September.
Donald Trump is unable to stay on message, and he is unable to allow an attack to go by. It makes it very difficult for his campaign or other Republicans to drive a message that can beat Hillary Clinton.
Tomorrow in Ohio, Trump will focus on how to fight terrorism. But today, it's a favorite Trump target, the media, under fire again. Hallie Jackson, NBC News, Washington.
For all of us at NBC News, good night from Rio.